This is a phase one commutation hearing for Freddie Ford Jr., ABC number 121707. Mr. Ford is serving an 18.5-year sentence for aggravated assault. He also has a detainer, which I believe is a detainer for the parole probation department. He's currently serving, and granted he will begin his next consecutive sentence on 12-11 of 2019. He's asking for a 7-year reduction in his current sentence of 18.75 years. According to the information in his commutation application, Mr. Ford says that his mother passed away 3 days prior to him being released from prison, said he never got a chance to make up for a disappointment in her, and he never recovered from her loss. He began abusing drugs, and he just wanted to die around a year later, and he's still lost and high on drugs and drinking. He pointed an unloaded pellet gun at people and two officers who confronted him, and he was hoping that the officers would take his life. That's what he states in his actual commutation application. He says that he accepted a plea agreement of 10.5 years for the two charges to run concurrent. He was led to believe that this was the entire sentence, however, actually received 18.5 years for each charge, and the two charges were running consecutively. Says that if he was released, he would like to stay with his daughter or his son while he completed, after his son completed his tour of duty in the actual Army. He has taken some certificates that he has that's included in his file that he's taken since he's been incarcerated, which also includes the mentorship, life skills, a religious course, as well as thank you for change and anger management that he's taken that while he's been in there. According to his AIMS reports that he actually has on file, according to the AIMS report, Mr. Ford is currently 41 years old since he's been incarcerated. He has received several tickets. The last ticket that he received was in June of 2018, was a major, and it was possession and manufacture. He also received one in March of 2018 for threatening, received another one in 2017 for disobeying a verbal, another one in May of 17 for possession and manufacture, and he received another one in 17 for disobeying a verbal. He has been before this parole board, looks like in 2000, he had a special hearing, unrelated, and then he also had one in 2004, which was a special hearing, and he was found in violation, however, he was continued. Institutional progress report states that if he was to get out, he plans on living with his uncle James Gary on Eastland Lane in Phoenix. So his last known job was with his uncle, who runs a lawn service and is currently now a preacher at God in Christ, and works at Walmart as a manager. Says that he plans on working for a church and that he belonged to called Family of Faith to be the groundskeeper and repairs at the actual territory. We've already talked about the program that he's actually been involved in since he's been incarcerated. According to his court sentence documents that we have on file, he was found guilty of aggravated assault, which was a dangerous crime, repetitive offense. He also had count two. Was an aggravated assault. Count four was an aggravated assault. And it's held, as I said earlier, in count four, he had a probation term of 3 years. That was to be, the 3 years were to start upon his discharge from prison, which is why he has the actual detainer on him at this time. The sentence that he has, earlier they were to be sentenced, some of them were to run consecutive, some were going to be running concurrent to each other. The pre-sentence report that we actually have on file states that on November 4th of 2009, says that while he was in the county jail intake, he refused numerous murderous commands to stop officers deploying a taser gun, and on two occasions they had to subdue him. One of the officers received scratches to the neck. And then he said that on the day prior to his arrest and transport to jail, he had been consuming alcohol all day. It confirmed he was not on his medication. That was an incident that occurred on November 4th of 2009. And then February 2nd of 2010, officers received a phone call, observed that someone that was walking down the street holding a gun, his right hand, and pointed the gun at several people. Officers approached him. When the officer approached him, he refused to command to drop the gun. Police later determined that the gun, after they subdued him while he was being treated medical, that he sped on a security guard while he was there. But this is the gun that he had. It was not a real gun. It was a pellet gun. He was pointing it at cars going by, as well as he pointed it at the officers. His statement was that he was walking down the street and he was just shooting a pellet gun at, pointing it at pigeons that he saw down the street, that he wasn't pointing it at actual people. For the first crime that he had while he was in jail with the detention officer, the maximum sentence was 2 years. The presumptive sentence was 1.5 years. Sentence the crime case presumptive of 9.2 years for the weapons charge, a minimum sentence of 6 years, maximum sentence of 18.5 years. Does have an extensive criminal history. Criminal history also includes aggravated assault, resisting arrest, which is some of the current charges. Resisting arrest, he has felony conviction, possession of a weapon by operator of the possessor. He also has numerous misdemeanor citations that, conviction that he was lead for disorderly conduct by fighting, DUI, liquor. Driving while on a suspended license, extreme DUI, as well as any extensive record that he had. As juvenile records, which also contain a variety of different crimes, also involve weapons, drugs, and assault. Based on the information that we have about him, the sentence that he actually received a total sentence of 18.5 years. If he was to receive some of the other sentences, then not did the fifth grade, that those sentences would have come back, that he would receive, you know, three times as many years in prison that he actually received. Therefore, because of his past criminal history, because he violated, because of the statement that he made on there that he pointed the gun at police officers and he wanted the police officers to actually shoot him while he was going down the street, I do not feel that the sentence wasn't excessive, and I feel as though he is not eligible to be passed on to a phase two. Commentation here, and how I'm willing to listen to the rest of colleagues.
Mr. Jones, I'll just make a note that on count four, Mr. Ford was given a 3-year probation term that would take effect after he's released from prison.
Right.
So he still has additional, he'll have additional supervision after he's released. But I agree with you, I don't think the sentence is excessive based on his own behavior.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Freddie Ford to a phase two commutation here. That would be my motion.
Second. Agree?
Agree.
Who's second?
Mr. Neal.
Second by Mr. Neal. Agreed, Ms. Whitthouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Dr. Wright. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.